Then wise Odysseus answered her and said, Lady, the dream cannot be understood by wresting it to other meanings. Odysseus surely has himself revealed what yet shall be. The suitor's overthrow is plain. On all it falls. None shall escape from death and doom. But heedful Penelope said to him once more, Stranger, in truth dreams do arise perplexed and hard to tell, dreams which come not in men's experience to their full issue. Two gates there are for unsubstantial dreams, one made of horn and one of ivory. The dreams that pass through the carved ivory delude and bring us tales that turn to naught. Those that come forth through the polished horn accomplish real things whenever seen. Yet through this gate came not, I think, my own strange dream. Ah, welcome were it so to me and to my child. But this I will say further. Mark it well. This is the fatal dawn which parts me from Odysseus' home. For now I shall propose a contest with the axes, which, when at home, he used to set in line, like trestles, 12 in all. Then he would stand a great way off and send an arrow through. This contest I shall now propose to all the suitors, and whoever, with his hands, shall lightliest bend the bow and shoot through all 12 axes, him I will follow and forsake this home, this bridal home, so very beautiful and full of wealth, a place I think I shall remember even in my dreams. Then wise Odysseus answered her and said, O honored wife of Laertes' son Odysseus, delay no longer this contest at the hall, for wise Odysseus will be here before the suitors, handling the polished bow, can stretch the string and shoot an arrow through the iron. Then said to him heedful Penelope, Stranger, if you were willing to sit beside me here and entertain me, no sleep should ever fall upon my eyes. And yet, one cannot be forever without sleep. For to each thing the immortals fix a season, to be ordained for men upon the fruitful earth. So I will go to my upper chamber and lay me on my bed, which has become for me a bed of sorrows, ever watered with my tears, since Odysseus went away to see accursed Ilius, name never to be named. There I must lie. Do you lie in the hall. Make a bed upon the floor, or the maids shall bring you bedding. So saying, she went to her bright upper chamber, yet not alone. Beside her went her waiting women, too. And coming to the chamber with the maids, she there bewailed Odysseus, her dear husband, till on her lids clear-eyed Athena caused a sweet sleep to fall.